Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Steerwald, and I'm Everyday Einstein, bringing you quick and dirty tips to help you make sense of science. The popularity of melatonin, a supplement used by many as a sleep aid, is quickly growing. The synthetic hormone is often taken to help combat insomnia, trouble falling asleep due to anxiety, and jet lag due to travel or shift work. In 2012, more than 3 million people in the United States reported taking melatonin, and in 2019, the global market for the supplement was estimated somewhere around $1 billion annually. More and more, parents and caregivers are giving melatonin to their children. Melatonin is one of the most popular natural products given to children, second only to fish oil. We often equate natural with safe. But just because something is naturally occurring doesn't mean it can't have adverse effects. As the popularity of melatonin grows, so do the concerns over whether or not we should be relying on it so much, especially when it comes to our kids. When I did my research into what evidence there was from clinical studies about the safety of melatonin, I first looked at the efficacy. Is melatonin proven to be effective? Well, the anecdotal evidence for melatonin as an effective sleep aid is very strong. Ask any mom's group and you'll find a significant fraction who swear by it, both for themselves and for their kids. But evidence at the clinical level is so far less conclusive. For example, the authors of one literature-based review found that taking melatonin helped shift workers sleep longer during the day by an average of 24 minutes. But they also found those taking a placebo drug saw similar benefits. In another meta-analysis that combined 19 studies involving over 1,600 participants, the authors found a statistically significant result that taking melatonin increased a person's total sleep time, but for a total of just 8 minutes. Both the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the American College of Physicians note that there is just not enough evidence to recommend the use of melatonin to address chronic insomnia, and instead suggest cognitive behavioral therapy. However, that hesitancy to recommend melatonin use appears to center less on concerns over efficacy and more on concerns over safety. So is melatonin safe? While melatonin seems safe, our bodies make it naturally already. The pineal gland in our brains produces the hormone in response to the fall of darkness as a way of promoting and encouraging sleep. Artificial forms of light can block the production of melatonin. This is why sleep experts recommend turning off all screens at least 2 hours before you plan to go to sleep. Since for many of us, winding down at night includes screen time, from watching television to gaming to working on the computer, taking a melatonin supplement to offset cases when our body isn't making enough seems like a straightforward solution. But the synthetic melatonin that comes in a jar doesn't work the same way as the melatonin produced by our brain. For starters, the melatonin supplement floods our body all at once, rather than gradually building up with the setting of the sun. This rush might be one of the reasons for the extremely vivid dreams that many takers of melatonin report. And vivid dreams, of course, can affect our ability to sleep soundly. And safe for some does not, of course, mean safe for all. The Mayo Clinic notes possible adverse interactions between melatonin and other medicines, including anticoagulants like blood thinners and drugs used to treat epilepsy and depression. So always check with your doctor.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are very few studies on the use of melatonin among children. In fact, melatonin is not registered for use in children anywhere in the world. Although limited, some of the existing studies suggest that melatonin shows promise for the safe and effective treatment of childhood sleep disorders. However, the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health in the U.S., cautions that no long-term studies have been done. We know more about the effects of melatonin on other species. Studies have long shown that melatonin supplements affect the reproductive systems of rodents, sheep, and primates. Doses well below those that we give to our children show reduced fertility in rats and delayed onset of puberty in cats. Melatonin is, after all, a naturally produced hormone, and so to predict that it may have hormonal effects, similar to those seen in other species, would be a reasonable assumption. Adding to the uncertainties surrounding melatonin is that the supplement is only loosely regulated, at least in the United States. In many places, including Canada, the UK, the European Union, Japan, and Australia, melatonin is available only with a prescription from a doctor. But in the United States, you can buy it over the counter without a prescription. Melatonin is further considered a dietary supplement in the US, which means it is not as strictly regulated as other over-the-counter, non-prescription drugs. In a 2017 study, scientists looked at 31 different melatonin supplements available for purchase in grocery stores and pharmacies. They found that the amount of melatonin found in more than 71% of the supplements they tested did not match the amount specified on the label within 10%. In the more extreme cases, the amount of melatonin found in the sample ranged from lower by 83% to higher by 478% from what was promised on the label. Even within the same jar or the same brand, dosages varied by as much as 465%. Although the authors declined to name the brands, the most variable was noted as a chewable tablet marketed for children. Perhaps even more concerningly, the scientists found, using mass spectrometry, that 26% of the supplements, that would be 8 of them, contained serotonin. Serotonin, a hormone with potentially harmful side effects if taken even in small doses, is considered a controlled substance and is used to treat neurological disorders. So should you take melatonin? Well, a lack of long-term studies on the regular use of melatonin doesn't necessarily mean that if such studies were to be conducted, that the news would be bad. Instead, it means that we just don't know. If you're someone who takes melatonin regularly, you're taking on that risk to your long-term health. An investment in long-term studies is clearly warranted given the supplement's popularity, and in the meantime, dosage regulation will be crucial for assuring its safety. Until next time, I'm Dr. Sabrina Steerwell with Everyday Einstein's quick and dirty tips for helping you make sense of science. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.